Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Over Psalm 78, verses 12 to 16, we might write, God is spectacular. These spectacles are designed to teach us that if God can do that, He's up for anything. If He can save Saul of Tarsus, He can save your hard-hearted relative. If He can bring Nebuchadnezzar to his knees, He can control the political leaders of our day. If He can bring water from the rock, He can refresh you today from His word. The greater proves the lesser. But perhaps we, like Israel, can actually get used to the supernatural so we're no longer amazed by it. Think about prayer. No man-made communications device can send a message from a heart to heaven in a split second like prayer can. Or Bible study. God the Spirit, who inspired the Bible, is your personal tutor, explaining to your little brain the infinite secrets of God's thoughts. Consider salvation. You are a miracle of the highest order. More than 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus had a record of the sins you have not yet committed. He prepaid your debt before there was one, and through His resurrection made it possible for His life to enter you with transforming power. These are all wonders that dwarf the Exodus or Red Sea crossing. How did Israel respond in their day? Quote, "But they sinned even more against Him by rebelling against the Most High in the wilderness, and they tested God in their heart by asking for the food of their fancy." Yes, they spoke against God, verses 17 to 19. How did they do that? It may seem innocent enough, but, quote, "The Lord heard this and was furious," verse 21. They had asked, quote, "Can God? Can He? Can He?" verses 19 and 20. Unthankful for His gifts, unimpressed with His power, and unresponsive to His love, they demanded more. Listen and learn, heart of mine.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.